B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:03. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Got some open lines. You want to join us? You know what we're doing today. We got on the table. First, the sports stuff. It's Eagles today. It's Jamal Adams putting the Eagles on the short list of teams that he would like to be traded to. Of course, he's, you know, there's a about, what's the, there's about a half dozen, eight, nine teams that he's got on his list, and you got to pay him. And therein lies the issue with the Eagles, and that's paying Jamal Adams. Would you do the Ertz to free up money that you're going to have to spend? Would you do the Ertz piece of it to free it up? I would love Ertz. I mean, I would love Adams and somehow give me Clowney. That would be an incredible piece to their defense. I don't think they do it. I don't think there's any room, but I would certainly consider it. We're giving ode to your fathers. So ode to your dads. Call up and tell us about your father, why your father was the best, why what he loves about, what you love about him and the Eagles and the Phillies and the Flyers, 4 for 4 pieces of your father. We got the Friday Five, which is very dad-centric, and the Pay It Forward piece. Yesterday we did the Pay It Forward show. The good deeds make somebody smile, right? Just to buy them a cup of coffee, toll, bag of chips, hot dog, whatever. You buy the stranger, put a smile on a stranger's face and let it, and then tell us about it. And if you had a good deed done for you, I'd really like to hear about it as well and pay it forward. So we're doing that. That was your assignment the last couple days. We'd love to hear about it. And speaking of odes to dads, Junis, I got my niece on the phone. Now, you always hear me talk about Cousin Joey, who's like my brother, right? I always tell you. And in fact, he was like any, we all need father figures, right? So your own dad, but you also need a father figure. And he was like my older brother. So he had that role for me, like, you know. He saw me doing something that wasn't right. You know, it was different than with your father, right? He'd be like, oh,
big
dude.
Big time.
And then, by the way, you know, he was a tough guy. Still is a tough guy. And so my goddaughter, Domenica, is on the line, and she wants to do an ode to her father, Cousin Joey. Kat.
Hi. First, good morning.
First of all, since I have you on the radio, I gotta give you congratulations for graduating from Catholic University and heading to Villanova Law, Junis.
Thank you.
How about it, Junis? My girl's going to Villanova Law. So she can take care of her favorite uncle.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to be great. You're going to be great. Now, I know how deeply you love your parents, and with Father's Day Sunday, talk about your dad, who is my brother, my favorite person on earth.
Yeah, can I just share a memory?
Yes.
One of my favorites, it was about a couple years ago, Dwayne Wade's last go around for the season, and the Heat was playing in D.C., where I went to school, for his, last time there. So my dad surprised me and drove down for the night to take me to the game because, you know, I wanted to go. So that was, my favorite memory.
How awesome is that you love, because Domenica was a great basketball player, and you love this, you love basketball, and you love Dean Wade. D-Wade was your favorite player.
And
yeah, you loved Wade. Loved D-Wade. And I, the fact that he surprised you drove down, got tickets, and you guys got to go to the game. That had to be so much, so special.
It was. Well, he knew I wanted to go, and he was trying to get me to go with my friends. None of them really wanted to go. So he was like, all right, I'll come down for the night.
That's so awesome. He said,
yeah.
He loves you more than anything, man. You know that.
I know.
And well, and we, you know, you with us, with sports, you know, listen, we started, yeah, I took you to the bar to watch the Phillies game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were probably about 5 years old.
Yeah, that was not a rare occasion. I probably ended up in a couple bars watching games.
You have great, great parents who love you, and your father is a special, because how about it? He used to play ball with you. You're a really good softball player as well as basketball player. And you guys still go out and shoot him up.
Yeah, he was my coach for years of softball too.
Did he ever get mad at you during the game?
No,
he never.
Never was one of those parents.
Yeah, he was always cool about it. So your father's
very cool.
He was always
very
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes would be like, you know, I got to follow his lead on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I love you. You're fantastic.
Right. Love you. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
It's beautiful. Love you, Kat.
All right. Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
Here she is. That's my niece, Domenica, who is she's a sweetheart. Hell of a baller, too. She'd take you down.
Probably.
Yeah. She can shoot him. She can shoot it. Shoots the rock. Let's go to Grant in Coachville. Grant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Grant?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Good. Yeah, yesterday's show really took it to heart, you know, pay it forward. I got a guy that works for me, and also I got something to say about my father. I got a guy that works for me. He's worked for me for years. He's actually a tenant in one of the buildings that I own. You know, they've been there for over 15 years with me. Just telling me about some of the troubles that he had going on. So, you know, at the end of the day, I gave him his pay, and then I have his bank account information, of course, because he's a tenant of mine. So I dropped a G into his account for him
to
take care of some stuff that he needed to take care of with his vehicle. I mean, you know, he shows up every day, and I'm calling him a kid. He's a grown man at this
right.
point, but I like to see myself as a father figure to a lot of the people that had worked for me. And, you know, so I dropped the G in his bank account yesterday after the show. Just, you know, literally we're on the way home. And I was yesterday it just got hotter and hotter. Like
yeah.
It started out beautiful. And it was a little humid.
Yeah.
It got hotter and hotter and hotter. And we were listening. And by the end of the day, I just, you know, I don't even know if he knows about it. I haven't even gotten a phone call.
Wow. Are you serious?
No, I haven't even gotten a phone call yet. So I guarantee you, you know, he'll go to, you know, I don't know, Tap Mac or whatever we call it, Tap Mac.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're Tap Mac. So, you know, hopefully that could help him out a little bit. And as far as my father goes, man's a legend. You know, my uncle was the mayor of Westchester for 8 years.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Richard Yoder.
Very cool.
My father bought one of his first rental properties off of him in 1978 and just hit the ground running. We are now one of the largest Westchester units. My dad's the president of the Westchester University Housing Association.
And fantastic.
And we're one of the largest owners of off-campus student housing in the county.
Oh, that's awesome.
But my father worked in Texas when I was a kid, 4 days a week. Made sure his father, my uncle, somebody was taking me to baseball practice, made sure he was home for my baseball games. You know, man was there for everything for me. And, you know, he's still around, you know. Amen. You know, I appreciate everything that he's ever done for me. And I just wish that, you know, other fathers would take some of the roles that he took, especially with my friends. And that's where I get it from, I believe. I had friends growing up that didn't, their dads weren't around. Well, guess what? We were going to a baseball game, they were going to a baseball game.
Yeah.
We were going down to the Eagles, they were going down to the Eagles. Like, he took in, you know, took in all the other neighborhood kids that didn't have much, didn't have that, you know, guidance, and kind of tried to put them on the right path.
Dude, that's a great man right there, brother. It's a great man.
Last time, he likes to go to Germany every few years. Last time he went to Germany, he came home, And he opens the garage door to a Mercedes SLK 55 AMG from Westchester Mercedes. Thank you very much. best dealership, Mercedes dealership in the county.
That's great. Oh my God.
He comes home from Germany, opens up the garage door to an AMG. You know, his heart belt fell out of his body.
I bet.
I could just see his face, you know, and, you know, I'd give anything to the man. I would do anything. I'm almost 40 years old to this day. He says, do something. I don't care what it is. I don't care what time it is. I do it.
Yeah. That's great.
The greatest sports moment. Well, I have a couple. I remember being at one of the Eagles games when they were throwing the ice back in the 80s. I don't know. It might have been like 88, 89.
Yeah, the Jimmy Johnson game. Yeah.
And I believe it was against Dallas.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson game. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Well, I kept going to turn around, and my dad's grabbing my face, and he's like, look at me. Do not turn around. I was like, you know, I was 8, 9 years old. I wanted to see what was going on. You know, all these years later, you know, he just didn't want me to get hit in the face with some ice.
Right, right.
You know, so I got to go to that game with him, which was awesome. And then another standout sports moment with us is, do you remember the 20-some inning Phillies game?
Yeah, against San Diego, the Padres.
Man, I think I might have been in fourth grade.
Yeah, like 19 innings, 20. Yeah.
It was like a Tuesday night or something.
Yeah.
I got school the next day. And yeah. I was a baseball. I played baseball. Loved eight baseball. Loved it. You know, I couldn't get enough of baseball when I was a kid. And, you know, by like the 12th inning, I'm like, oh, Dad, you know, I got to go to school tomorrow. You know, and we stayed till 23, 24 innings.
That's fantastic.
So that game closed down. And I remember on the way home, you know, being so tired, waking up the next morning, he's like, you better get up for school tomorrow.
You want to it's the whole thing. You got to work hard. You want to party hard? You want to play hard? You got to work hard. That's it, brother. That's good wisdom, Grant. Thank you, buddy. Excellent. We got to take a quick TO. 610-632-0975. I don't want to see an open line for the whole show. This is, dear father, talk about your dad, pay it forward. We'll mix in some Eagles. It's Cuz Radio Tune. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Judas! When do you leave for the show, brother?
Tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon. After the show?
Yep. After the Tunis show?
Yes.
What time is the Tunis show?
9 to 12, of course.
That's right. Every Saturday morning.
My wife is already...
I'm a big fan of the Tunis show.
Oh, thank you. She's working today, so she's actually going down tonight. So I have the house to myself. First time at the new place by myself.
Really?
So I'm looking forward to that.
Nice, guys.
Have a good time. A lot of beers.
There you go. You're living, man.
You know, play some video games all night. And stumble on in here at 9 in the morning tomorrow. Get to 12 and make the trip down to the shore. She's already got us all.
That's a nice weekend, dude.
She took the suitcase down. So all I have to do is grab the dog and I'm done.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
I don't have to worry about suitcases.
That's perfect. It's going to be nice, right? You see, I didn't look at the weather.
There are some chances of storms, but it's not like a full day of storms as of right now. So we'll see.
So you should get beach in?
Yeah. I hope to be able to meet them right at the beach. I'll park at the house. My routine has been I should get down there at 2 o'clock after the show.
Right.
And it'll be shorter because there won't be as much traffic, hopefully. And so I park at the house, and then I run to the shore, and somebody always meets me at the beginning of the little boardwalk that they have, and so I don't walk on with sneakers. So I slide on the sandals, boom, there you go.
That's perfect.
The routine.
Man, I'm looking next week. I just see thunderstorms every day.
Every day next week, yep.
Like we live in Barbados.
It's going to be awful next week.
Yeah, whatever. I got to tell you, the weather's been fantastic, so I can't complain. Other than those storms, we had like beautiful. Beautiful month of June, man.
It's been great.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll have a good time. You'll be at the Elks tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm sure.
See the Elks. Go see Toots tomorrow.
I haven't been to the Elks all year.
Yeah.
They're doing the outdoor. Outdoor only.
There you go. Nice. You know what I miss? I was thinking about this the other night. Right? Because we were talking about the pandemic not being out.
Yes.
So I miss a draft beer. Like believe me, I've drank too much beer over this pandemic.
Oh, it's a different taste.
So much so that I tried to go from Memorial Day to 4th of July with no beer.
How long did that last?
Well, I'll put it this way. I have not drank a beer at home.
Okay.
In that period of time. We had the mannequin, my niece's party, we just heard Saturday. So I had a couple beers Saturday, couple beers over my cousins, and that's it.
Okay.
All right. So I was doing 3-4 a day.
Yeah.
Now I just do.
Well, it's nice because you were already at home, right?
Right.
2 o'clock hits, you're like,
yeah. All right. Like you find yourself going, all right, like I got work to do. Nice, it's hot, whatever. It didn't matter if it's cold. It was like, oh, I got a couple. That was bad. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Nicky!
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Shooting, you need a cat line down at Brigantine, brother. So you can do the show from the house, man.
That would be fantastic.
Oh,
right?
Dude, that would be outrageous. You want to talk about, like, being happy?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Hey, what's up, everybody?
You're here with Gooch.
Yeah, what?
Forget
about it.
Chuck Coach, you guys listening?
My favorite remote I ever did, we used to do it. That's the other station. We did a show from one of the, I forget which casino it was, but they had a beach bar.
Oh, man.
And when I tell you, this place was on the beach. And, like, I was a couple feet from the ocean. I was like, this is the dream. It was unbelievable.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I guess it was an AC, was it? I had to be
yes.
an AC.
Yes.
It was an AC.
Yeah.
It had to be recent because that's a recent thing, like in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it was probably about, you know, eight years ago.
Yeah. Sounds good. Listen, for somebody who loves Earth, man, you've been trying to pawn him off like a bad penny.
I know it sounds like that. I really do. I like him a ton, but you understand my conundrum.
Yes. No, listen, you're right. You're right. Because you're going to have to, look, you need to pay him. So it's like, what am I going to do? Do I keep him and pay him? Or do I flip him and get some value for him? So.
Exactly.
And look, I think if I had to take a defensive end, look, if you gave me one option, defensive end or safety, I would go safety right now. I think there's enough grunt up the middle that I think the ends are going to have to fend for themselves. Like, you can't pay everybody $20 million on a defensive line.
Right.
Like, some guys are going to have to earn their keep. And with the three tackles, I think rotating in and out, your options, your D ends, you have three or four options, and somebody's going to have to just start shining, in my opinion.
I agree. I think you're right about that. I just think if you got like an Ngakoue, oh my God, like,
it's a sick kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's just not affordable, right?
No, he's not.
All right.
No, I agree. I would love Adams. I think Adams makes your secondary that incredible.
Yeah, because that way you have a much more balanced defense. We learned from the Giants when they were the wild card team that if you give the quarterback no time, then nobody beats you.
Yes.
They showed that. But I think right now the rules change slightly. It's more a passing league, and there's a lot more penalties thrown. So you need some coverage in the back. You need some, not only coverage, just you need a brain back there. And I don't want to say what's his name doesn't have a brain, but it just seems like he always looks lost now.
I know.
He looks lost.
I agree. Yeah. I agree, brother. So, I agree. I'm with you.
Your cousin Joey's a sweetheart. I had to drop something off there, and it should have been a 1 minute trip driving through, you know, past Yonk Ave. And I, next thing you know, I spent there 40, 45 minutes there talking to him and petting his dog, and he's just a sweetheart.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's my older brother.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, that's my man. That's awesome, Nicky. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you,
and all
buddy.
The fathers out there. I'm not a Father's Day, but I'll say this, man. My dad passed away 2011, and I still miss him every single day. I mean, whenever I'm in the yard doing something, or, you know, I used to have an older car that I used to like working on, and whenever I'd be working on the older car, my dad had a body shop, and he always, you know, he would. I remember this one day, it was a hot August day. It was a Phillies. There was a Phillies game that night. I couldn't wait to get home, and we had the shop in the back of the house. Couldn't wait to get home, take a shower, and just eat mom's dinner, you know, pasta, fagioli, something good, and then just sit down and watch the Phillies game with my dad. My dad taught me all my sports. Could never speak Italian when I was first born. I mean, English, but he knew every single sports team in the city. But anyway,
it's so cool.
Hot August day. It's 100 degrees out, and I'm working summertime, and my dad, I would be in the shop just so I could stay, didn't get in any trouble. My dad said, we took a break for a second, said, listen, son, I don't want you working in here. He goes, but the reason why I have you here, because I need you to learn that you can either go to college or you can work like I do every single day of my life. So you decide. He goes, I don't care what you decide. He goes, but I just want to teach you this lesson. And I mean, the truth was, he was always pushing for college for my sister and I. And he did. He pushed us to college, and he paid for college, and he made us, he made me the person that I am today. And he's a fantastic person, and I miss him every single day. And it is what it is, you know? We just move on.
That's beautiful, man. That's an old father. Listen, he's smiling on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it.
He's smiling down, man. He's in your heart. He's smiling down. I believe that they're with us, and they feel. What part of Italy did he come from?
He came from a small town east of Naples called Montella.
Montella.
So a lot of Montellas here in the Norristown area. Yeah. And I'll say this, to this day, like every time I want to take a shortcut, every time, you know, I kind of get like the little Italian Dago South Philly attitude where I want to do something, you know, maybe do something I shouldn't do, maybe not illegal, but just wrong.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel like my pop is there, and he's like, come on.
He's checking.
That's much better than that.
He's checking.
And I always make the right decisions because of him.
Yeah.
Not because of me, but because of him. So,
Nicky, great stuff, man. God bless you, brother.
Happy.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Best of you. That's sharing that piece is important. Because it's also good for your soul to talk about your father, to keep your father alive in your spirit. That's a big deal. And those people, man, that came from whatever country or whatever they did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could speak to it from Lithuania.
You want to talk about hardships?
Right. And then they come here and they make their way and do the things and sacrifice for the later generations. And, you know, we all owe them a debt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the story of my grandfather, he came here with a dollar in his pocket.
Yeah.
One U.S. dollar. And apparently he bought, like, my dad told me the story a couple times. He bought four Cokes because they're all 25 cents.
Yeah.
For he, his wife, and my dad wasn't born yet, and so his two daughters. Like, so he got here, spent his dollar on four Cokes, and was like, all right.
Let's go. Time to go to
work.
We're
starting from ground zero here.
That 30 seconds, it was gone, and it's time now to get to work.
It's amazing. You know, he learned how to speak English. He learned how to work on computers.
Yeah.
My father and his father graduated college on the same day.
Get out!
Yeah, my grandfather graduated from Rider the same day my father graduated from Rutgers.
How awesome is that?
So they graduated college at the same time, and you know, it's incredible.
My father was going to night school to get his master's degree while I was in high school. We graduated the same thing.
It's awesome. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty amazing. You know, it's funny you brought up this story about the Cokes. I'll never forget the story that my friend Marco, who was born in Yugoslavia, now Croatia, mm-hmm. and he's a kid and, you know, grew up in a communist country, he didn't have Coke. right?
Right, right.
And he gets to, I forget which port he was at. I think he was in India. And there was a Coke machine. And he said he had never had it before. And it's like hot, right? Hot day. So he's at the machine and he gets the Coke. And the first time he drinks the ice cold Coke.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what is that?
Eyes are popping out of his head.
Right? Like, what is that? He goes, I probably drank 10 Cokes that day. I was sick to my stomach, all the gas and everything.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? But he goes, I probably had 10 Cokes that day. And that, it's funny. That is a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll still tell you, I don't drink soda, but every once in a while, like a blue moon, ice cold, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Coach? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Drew? How you feeling, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling great, man. It's Friday. Weather's nice. I mean, what else can you complain about? You know what I mean?
Nice.
You gotta love life and live it.
Amen, brother.
So before I get to my father moment, I just wanted to quickly talk football, baseball, even hockey, basketball seasons, if whether they're going to happen this year. And I'm really going to tell you, man, with safety and this virus, I really just don't see anything coming to a completion this year. I think basketball or hockey may try to start. But what happens if somebody tests positive during this process?
Dude,
I mean, is
it
going to completely shut everything down again and we start from ground zero?
Yeah, you know, and that's going to be the big issue for them. What are you doing? I'm sure that they have in place what they think is, all right, well, we can contact trace. We can try to figure out if somebody does test positive, then they go into quarantine. The problem is that it spreads so easily that what if, you know, a whole quarterback room gets it, right?
Yeah, right. We just saw, in Texas, 13 players, I think, just got it or something.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. And I mean, quite frankly, I'm hopeful, but deep down,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have my doubts as to whether or not I can figure.
I know, dude. I do too, cuz. I mean, I'm hoping that, I mean, they've got the right ideas in mind and want to try to do this, but.
Let me ask you one question. Because they're having success in soccer, right? Germany, Italy, Spain, now England, EPL's back. I mean, if they can do it there, can they do it here?
I think other countries were maybe just weren't as exposed as much as the U.S. was. Is my only.
I mean, Italy had it pretty bad, you know?
Well, Italy did too. Yeah, I mean, Italy. I'm surprised. Yeah, so I guess they got to try it and see what happens. But before I go, I just wanted to give you a good father son moment.
Yes.
I love my dad to death. I was an ice hockey player growing up, so he was one of his dads who was taking me to games, you know, at 6 in the morning and driving all around this crazy world. You know, I'm 44, so we're talking back when there wasn't even many hockey rinks. You know, there was like 2 or 3 around. So I grew up playing hockey, and Mario Lemieux was my idol. You probably know that already from past conversations.
Yeah,
but,
that's awesome.
He was able to get tickets to what was going to be his last game ever. It was versus the Flyers back in 97. The Flyers were winning the playoffs. They were up 3-1. They pretty much had a commanding lead of the series. And my dad, you know, was like, whatever, I'm dropping every money. If it's going to be this guy's last game, I want my son to see it. It's his idol. So he dropped the coin, and there it was, man. I saw Mario Lemieux, what I thought was going to be his last game. And the crowd was really cool, gave him a standing ovation when he skated around the ice after the game. You know, of course, they lost. The Flyers won the series and all. But it was a good feeling, and it was just one of those great things my dad would do for me. You know, he always would go above and beyond what any dad would do.
Ah, that's great. That is true. That's what it's about, isn't it, man? Isn't that beautiful?
It is, man. I try to do the same for my kids now, you know?
Hey, listen, brother. Happy Father's Day, all right?
You too. All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy. That's fantastic. By the way, the story, Marco was in Kobe, Japan.
Oh, okay.
Kobe.
That's awesome.
Home of Kobe beef.
Oh, really?
Kobe, Kobe, Japan. He said there was no Coke left in the machine.
Because he drank it all?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great. Jerry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jer.
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's going on, Jer? How you feeling, brother?
Nah, too bad. It's Friday. I'm heading down to the beach.
Nice. Good for you.
I'm surprised, though, man. There's a lot of traffic out here.
Is it really? Hey, man, everybody's going, bleep it. Let's go to the shore.
Yeah, 95, Walt Whitman, dude. Seems like there's a party going on somewhere. I'm happy you're doing this whole Father's Day thing, dude. It's weird. Like, I'm sitting here and just listening to all these stories. I'm just getting emotional, dude, and just thinking about my pops. It's crazy, man.
Tell us. Tell us about your dad. What was his name, Jack?
So my name is, I'm a junior. His name was Gerard Bradbury. I could go on and on for days about this dude. Of just how just a wonderful, not even just like dad, but just a wonderful human being. But I just want to give you two quick things. The first one is when I was 20 years old. This is when I kind of realized like who my dad was. I was at Temple University. I messed up. Got my wife now, her pregnant at the time. So I was, you know, I mean, as a little kid, I was terrified, and I sat my parents down and told them. Of course, my Italian mother screamed at the top of her lungs, ran upstairs crying, and you know what I mean. I was terrified, but my dad just stood up and he looked at me and he said, "You're my son. I got you. Don't worry about it." And it was just one of those moments where I kind of realized like who he was, and you know what I mean, how lucky and grateful I was to have him.
I can imagine the feeling of being safe, right, and secure.
Yep.
We always talk about that; those ideas of feeling safe, feeling secure, and that the basic human needs. And, like, that was it. You felt that with your father.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Like, I'll never forget that feeling of him just embracing me and just letting me know, like, don't worry about anything. Like, I'm your dad, and I'll take care of you. Like, it, unbelievable.
That's awesome.
And then the second one is probably the worst whooping I ever got was I was 14 years old. Now, let me tell you, my father is about 5'8", 160 pounds soaking wet. I shot up to about 6'2 when I was 14 years old, and which I'm still 6'2 now, and I'm 30 years old, so if that gives you any indication of where I'm at. And,
you thought you were going to the NBA?
Yeah, of course. And I'm getting all the coaches are coming to my house, and I'm starting to make varsity as a freshman. And all these people talking, right? All the girls coming around. And I just, you know, my dad was working a lot. He was away. So it was just my little 5 foot nothing Italian mother with her little wooden spoon and trying to tell me what to do. And it was 1 week where my dad wasn't home all that much. And it was a little thing here, little thing there. But it finally broke the camel's back when I took my mom's Beamer, which I was never allowed to touch. That was the prized possession of the family. And I went out to pick up a girl and, you know, do whatever. So I'm walking home from my buddy dropped me off that Friday, and my dad is waiting in my driveway with his shirt off, screaming at the top of his lungs, "Let's go, M-effer." And I'll never, I'm looking at my dad with his shirt. I swear to God, 150 pounds soaking wet. And I'm thinking, oh, dude, dad, I don't want to, you know what I mean, fight you. So I'm like, he's pushing me. I push him back. Long story short, he choked me out until I passed out. And I never disrespected my mother again.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Oh, my God. That's beautiful, brother. What a story. Oh, it's a great one.
Even after all the whoopings, though, what I really take from him is he would always come to me later that night and explain why he did it. So it was never just an angry thing of him just beating me up. It was, this is what you did. This is the repercussion. I apologize, but it had to be done.
Yeah.
And that's something that I take with my kids now. It's just what a wonderful human being he was, man. Thanks for letting me
share. Jerry, it's great. Happy Father's Day, my brother. That's beautiful, man. Yes. It's so important to have a, so important to have that kind of figure, to be that kind of figure. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Celebrate dads, as you can well imagine, Father's Day Sunday. Ode to your father. Oh, it could be a father figure, man. You know, your uncle. Could be an uncle, could be an older brother, could be a, you know, just a father figure. And keep up the pay it forwards. I want to hear the more of the stories. I give you the update. Three open lines now if you want to join us. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Junis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up? What up? Junis, 11:49. Hey, we got a great playback today. 23-22 game. Phillies and Cubs from like yesteryear. It's still a really incredible game. You did it. Did you enjoy it, Andrew?
Yeah. I mean, seeing an outpour of runs like that, a lot of home runs. One of the things that, and I don't want to spoil anything, but there was a player for the Phillies in that game, and I didn't realize this. You know, I've obviously looked into that game before as a big baseball guy, but...
He's a big baseball guy.
One player had a lot of RBIs and a lot of runs scored through the first three innings and unfortunately got hurt.
Really?
And I wish I had, like... I wonder how many RBIs and how many runs he would have finished with had he not gotten hurt. I won't spoil anything. You'll hear it at 12:20.
Oh, wow. All right.
I mean, the dude had like four ribbies in the first three innings.
Did he really?
And unfortunately got hurt sliding in a second.
All right. Well, I'm curious. That'd be cool. All right, let's get back to the lines. Bashir, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bashir?
What's going on, man?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm all right. I just wanted to say a quick quote my pops always said.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, he said, a man can know all about the weather and the sun is going to shine. And a man wasn't born to know when a woman changed her mind.
Wow, that's deep, man. Yeah. That's deep.
Do
me a favor. I'm not hearing you. It's clear. Can you come right to the phone, brother?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, there we go.
Say that. I just wanted to say that quote he always
said. I love that. What's your father's name, Bashir?
Larry.
Larry. Oh, that's where. Where's he from, Larry?
He's from Germantown. You know, he's sick right now, so I just wanted to give you.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Bashir, do me a favor. Give me our best, would you?
Yeah, I got you. I appreciate it.
Let's pray. We'll pray for Larry, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you.
You got it, God. God bless you, Bashir, and your family. You too, brother. Hope Larry gets better, man. Tough. It's really tough. I see my buddy Vinny's going through it. His father has been really. He's been sick since the beginning of the whole year. He had a horrible fall, and I love the man. He's a great man, Armando Portaro, a great man, and. He's been really, really sick. And then he got COVID and been fighting it off. He's 88 years old, strong as a bull. 88 years old. He's a Calabrian bull. And, Vinny's going to go see him every day. And it's hard, man. Yep. And you know, they don't, you know, especially the elderly, man. During this pandemic, you know, you feel like disconnected. And they feel disconnected to us. Let's go to Anthony in Baltimore. Ant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Ant?
Cuz, the Fanatic Addict finally took a day off for Father's Day weekend just to call in and wish another great father named Anthony Gargano a happy Father's Day.
Oh, my man, Ant. Happy Father's Day, brother. I'm glad to hear from you, man.
Hey, I took the day off just so I can commute to go pick up my kids. I'm leaving D.C. right now. And my before I forget, my pay it forward moment, I just did leaving D.C. I don't know if people out there know, in D.C. there's a bad homeless situation, and there's a bridge where the tunnel 395 is, and there's homeless people that they actually have shelter for them where they live under the bridge, and there's tarps up so nobody sees them. Well, there's a bunch of them out there, you know, asking for food. They're not even asking for money. They're asking for food. They're putting their hand in their mouth. So I'm getting off work, and, you know, I have a cooler full of stuff, you know, so I basically just gave them the whole cooler, man. And,
did you really?
It's thanks to your show, man.
Oh.
I mean, ice cold waters, tuna packets. You know, I eat tuna for lunch. I saw tears rolling down the woman's eyes when I handed it to her. Cause,
oh, tears. Dude, God bless you, man.
But yeah,
that's hard, man.
I've been listening to your show all week, and you know, the pay it forward stuff. As soon as I saw the situation there, it was hot. You know, it wasn't even a doubt in my mind. Pay it forward.
It's beautiful, man. You know, that's right. That's right. And I love the fact that you did that, and you could see it, Ant. You could see them, like you said, pointing to their mouths to say, "Hey, look, you know, I'm hungry. This is not about anything other than I'm hungry." Yeah. And you know that feeling just when you're thirsty, right? And you drink cold water, and how good that feels. Imagine now. If you're, you know, your stomach's ground, you're hungry, and you get that kind of thing. So, Ant, that's a beautiful thing you did, man.
Well, I told you, Mr. Gargano, the reason I named myself the Fanatic Addict is because of you and your show and the station and all the great stuff. You know, I work outside, like you said, when you're hot and you're working and that water hits your mouth. And just not even having my Bluetooth when I'm working, that's why I call myself the Fanatic Addict. Because whenever I don't have it, I get ornery and I hate life. And I need you. You guys create the best distraction for me. It's the best. I love you and I appreciate your show.
Oh, yeah. God bless you. God bless your family. Happy Father's Day, my brother. Enjoy,
all right,
buddy. Take it easy. Yeah, man. That is good. Annie, that's strong. Strong move. A lot of strong moves over the last couple days by people. What do you got?
Hate to bring the mood down.
Is it baseball?
It involves baseball. This is from Jim Salisbury. There has been a coronavirus outbreak at the Phillies camp in Clearwater.
Really?
There have been players training because they've opened things up for players. There was a deep cleaning back in March, but they've since opened it up for people to train. We do not know who yet, but apparently it's 5 players and 3 staff members that they have tested positive, and there are a lot of other people that are now awaiting results on the test. Mm. So I just wanted to...
Yeah, that's tough,
that's
man.
That's news that I can't avoid.
No, that's tough. That is tough. And then that brings us back, and it's sobering because, look, you know that Florida and Arizona are 2 hotbeds, and... You wonder, man, are we in a position to play? I know that we all want it. I want it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I understand where people go, yo, man, we got to get back to normal. We need normalcy. We got to fight through this thing. I don't know if we're in a position to. I just don't know.
Yeah, it's part of this, the roller coaster of our feeling. I just want to say none of the players have been hospitalized. They're all feeling good, including the staff members, but obviously there could be an outbreak, even more of 8, so we'll keep you posted.
All right. Wow. That's rough, man. Let's go to Hesh. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hesh.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Hesh. How you doing, my man?
I'm all right. I'm doing pretty good, man. I was thinking you were asking the 5 questions, right?
Yeah.
And I was having a hard time because I can't answer most of them. My father, when I was growing up, owned his own air freight company, which is why I'm a truck driver now. But he was never around, so like my memories of sports were like him throwing a pass to me from the porch to me in the street before he goes to work. You know what I mean? We didn't have a whole lot of time together.
Mm.
And I'm not going to blame that for the decisions I made later in life, but like, you know, getting into drugs, getting thrown out of my house, living in the back of a car, and then eventually going to jail for the burglaries I told you before.
Yes.
And my father was the one that came to get me out of jail. I was on a five-year probation situation, and he didn't want me getting in any trouble. He had no idea I was homeless. He didn't know any of the stuff that was going on in my life because nobody had told him. So when he found out, he went, he got me out of jail. He made me live with him. He gave me a job, put me behind the wheel of the truck, taught me so much in this. I mean, him and my mother both passed within 2 weeks of each other in 2014. And I really wish I had a little bit more time with both of them. But yeah, my father came late into my life, but man, was it worth it? You know?
Sure. Sure.
It was awesome. And the best man I've ever known.
I think your testimony is, you know, just how important having a father figure is,
right,
just in your life. That's why, you know, we do a lot with the big brothers and big sisters. My buddy of mine is on the board, Joe Marone, and that is it's such an important, worthy charity because that father figure is so necessary in building and forming a successful human being.
And that's why I didn't want to blame him not being around so solely on, you know, my decisions that were made later. I also want to thank the man that was just saying, gave the cooler to the people, to the homeless people. I got to be honest with you. When I know that hunger, I know they're sleeping in the back of a car that I broke into, like for weeks on end, until I find another car that I could break into and sleep in. And that hunger is real, man. That's not like, oh, I could go for a hot dog right now. That's like that grilling you were talking about when it lasts for 2 days.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. It's hell, Anthony. So I really love that man, and I appreciate him more than he knows.
Wow.
Thanks,
that's beautiful,
I appreciate
man.
You being there, man.
Listen, you take care of yourself, and God bless you, Hesh.
Oh, I love you guys. You're
the man, brother. So happy you turned your life around. And
yeah, I got a grandson. I forgot to tell you.
Get out of here, dude.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. His name's Jackson. He's so awesome. I spend every minute I can with him. He's so beautiful.
Ah, wow. So that's beautiful. Fantastic.
I am blessed. I did get lucky. I did work very hard, but a lot of luck came my way, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Good for you, brother. Good for you.
I love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. You're the man, brother. Love you, Hash. Take it easy, pal. Take it easy, brother. That's beautiful, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.